Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to part 54 of 120 of the Shmiras HaLashon Project, To Think Before We Speak. In this section, the Chafetz Chaim considers cases where it might be a mitzvah to listen to the Lashon Hara, either because of strategic listening to try to mitigate the damage of the Lashon Hara, or because of empathetic listening, where you feel that by listening you could actually calm the person down and be marbe shalom, increase peace. The Chafetz Chaim writes, Lifa'amim, there are times that mitzvah lishmoa, it's a mitzvah to listen to the degrading information that's being said on another person. Kiganshu mishayer, if he assesses, shayideshimi also by listening, es ha'inyan bishleimus, to the topic in its entirety. And I think that word really has a tremendous insight that often Lashon Hara is so degrading and so destructive because we don't hear it bishleimus. We don't hear the full story. And the person feels, if I hear the full story and I give it some time to get the full picture and appreciate it, I will have the power to be able to diminish the damage. He thinks that achakach bekocho laharos lefnei ha-mesaper, he will be able to show the speaker, o sha'or ha-shomim, or the people who are listening, she'ena ma'ase kein kemo she'ne'emar alav, that it's not exactly the way you said it, and the implications would be quite different. Perhaps he has in mind a follow-up question, or some other way to show inyone zechus, a mitigating factor which should be considered. Also, there's the possibility, the Chafetz Chaim writes, that a person feels that by listening, he will be able lahashkit es apo me olav, to get the person to calm down from his anger. For lo yashavod lesaper la'anashim acherim, and he won't say the same lashon hara to other people, so that his intent when he listens is that yisrabe hashalom be Yisrael, to increase peace in the Jewish people. That too would be a case where it's a mitzvah to listen. The Chafetz Chaim concludes the paragraph by saying, "Bechol haheterim she'amarnu," regarding all of these leniencies or allowances, "Yizayr benafsha ma'od," a person should be very careful, "shelo yamin be'es hashmiya behechleit," that he should not believe that which he is hearing definitively. Rak lachush laze bilvad, he'll be aware of it, he'll be concerned about it, but he can't take it as fact. And perhaps, as we've mentioned on different occasions, to let the tape recording in your mind be saying, this is one man's opinion, this is the way he sees it, perhaps because he feels wronged. Doesn't mean he's right, doesn't mean that's what happened, and there's no question that there is another opinion. In the footnote, the Chafetz Chaim considers the possibility that a person might even remain quiet while he hears the Lashon Hara being spoken in front of a group until the speaker leaves, because he knows, in this particular case being described, Roa tivo shala masaper, that there's a bad nature to the speaker. And therefore, kol ma sheyachri'eyu lekaf zchus, anytime he tries to mitigate the Lashon Hara, or say, maybe the guy had a bad day, maybe he didn't see you, maybe hu yiganeu yoser, he sees that the guy is just full of it, and he's just going to keep going with his Lashon Hara, so then it's better to remain quiet while it's being spoken. And once that person leaves, mitzvah sheyazbir echad mehashomim lifnei she'or hashomim. It's a mitzvah on one of the people who heard the Lashon Hara to explain to the other people who heard the Lashon Hara. Eskala inyan lezuchos, the entire topic for benefit, to clarify that it could very well be, I wonder if what really happened was, and to be dan lekaf schus, to diminish the impact of the Lashon Hara. Likewise, we might say that there are times when listening to somebody empathetically does nothing because the guy is all full of it and he's not looking to be calmed down, in which case one might have to consider different strategies because they realize that listening and being dan lekaf schus is not going to work in its simplicity, and perhaps calming the person down in other ways before saying things that might be a zchus might be a smarter strategy. Yeshe koach, thank you for joining.